Emma's, can I help you?
Hey, Steven.
Can I tell you, tell him who's calling?
Yeah, it's Sam with the Bank of Cardiff.
Hold a moment. Sam,
Cardiff. Well, can I help you?
Hey, is this Steve?
This is Steve.
Hey, Steve, it's Sam with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Okay.
Hey, actually, trying to follow up with you. It looks like we had sent you guys a finance offer about 2 weeks ago for some equipment financing and some working capital. Just wanted to follow up, touch base, see what sort of plans you have coming up we could help you with.
Right now, I just don't have the freaking time to actually... What are you... I mean, what's your rates and your plan? Just give me some idea. I won't hold you to it. But what are some of your rates and plans?
Yeah, so a couple different programs. Were you looking more equipment or capital?
Capital. I got to pay some cards off. I got a lot of debt. I want to pay some of these credit cards off that I've been using right now.
Okay. Did you have any idea how much you were looking for?
Well, I get screwed up with American Express. I usually get like an annual payout on my processing. They have a small business advance through your credit card processing.
Oh, okay.
And I they turned me down because I was late on two payments, not even realizing that my balance was what it was because it's auto debited. And I wound up, you know, within the 12-month period, I didn't pay the whole $30,000 off. So there was like two payments more that they had to do before the loan paid itself off. But not, I wasn't even paying attention because I don't make a regular payment every month. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I get a statement every month, but I just throw it in the folder. I just say, okay, good, but because it's automatically being done. But obviously there wasn't enough processing being done every month to cover the minimum payment, and apparently I that got past me, and they wouldn't give me the loan this year.
Oh, I gotcha.
So I was looking for like $35,000-$40,000 to pay it off. Their plan was really good because, you know, it's only 5% or 4% or something like that, and they take it, you know, it's one flat fee for the year, and they take it right out of your processing over 12 months.
Sure.
You know, I don't want to go anything long term and any high payments. I wouldn't mind trying, like, I could probably use 40 or 50 grand right now for maybe 24 months and get it, but I need a really good rate. You know, I don't want to get slammed.
Okay, let's see. So what do you do? What do you do for gross annual sales?
Gross annual sales was around, let me look at last year. Hold on. Hold on. Let me get you exactly. Okay. We didn't do 15 yet, right? I didn't do 15 yet. I don't do it till I get an extension. So 2014. Gross sales on my IRS statement 2014 was $255,707.
$255,707. Okay. And do you know, was 2015 up, down, the same as 14?
Well, that's 14. 13,
yeah.
That was 2014. 13 was, it's up. 13, I give you the figure for 13 also.
Just if you have a ballpark idea on 15, was it higher than 14 or lower or the same?
Well, 222 was 2013.
Oh, so you went up.
And I went up about 28,000 in 2014.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're showing an increase every year.
Yeah, okay. All right. Just trying to get an idea.
I haven't done 2015 yet because I don't file it with everybody else. I wait.
Sure.
Do an extension,
yeah.
And then we file it like in either, September. You know, usually wait till the last minute.
No, that's pretty standard. That's pretty standard.
I wait till the last extension and then file it.
Okay. Well, yeah, you know, we're usually able to free up 10 to 15% on the top line revenue. So if you guys are trending in that same way, put you somewhere, you know, above the probably 280 for 215, that's, you know, a conservative on the same trend that you're going. You know, we could do 10 to 15% on that. That would put you anywhere from, you know, 28 to 42. So right around 40 would be doable if that's what you're looking for.
Well, 40 would be a big help.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean,
40 would be a big help. I mean, that would, and I got, you know, which is nice this year, what's coming off, is I got two cars that will be paid off, one in June and one in September. So that's going to loosen up like $600-$700 for me.
Oh, nice.
I just cut $300 out of some bullshit advertising that I was doing. So I'm trying to cut expenses right now because of the situation, you know, and
okay.
trying to get a handle on this debt because the interest on the fucking credit cards is killing me.
Sure, yeah, no.
If I can get that down, bro, I'll smooth sailing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'd like to take a bite out of that credit card debt with that $40,000. I don't need equipment. I mean, yeah, I could always put a few thousand towards, you know, modifications and upgrades and shit, but for the cars are in good shape right now. A lot of my bills are because I keep maintaining my cars. It's a body shop, a new bumper, new cover, this, you know, the cars are in excellent condition. I run a limousine service. I got 11 car fleet, you know, so I got to keep them, you know, up to date, clean and freaking painted, you know, maintenance wise, tires and brakes, you know, the rat race in this business is the wear and tear, you know, which I have to stay on top of, and I use the credit cards to, you know, for that purpose. So now I got myself, you know, a little jammed up because I was anticipating that money from Amex, and then they fucking said no.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, I was floating it because I did it 3 years in a row with them. You know, I was like, oh, this is great because it works. It works for me. They were like, I was like, all right, I'll, you know, I know I could extend myself because I know in, you know, I'm going to get the loan. And I said, well, this seems to be working out for us for the last 3 years in a row. And I said, okay, great. You know, this works out nice because I keep the cars up to date. I keep everything going. And then when the money comes in February, I got my prom season and my wedding season opening up.
Sure.
And I'm good. You know, I'm clear of debt, and I got a nice clean slate, and, you know, we got the business flowing again, you know, and then they just pulled the rug out from under my feet, man, and now I'm freaking over here with high debt, anticipating I was going to pay it off.
Shoot, yeah. No,
and then they screwed me.
Yep.
But, I mean, my current credit report, last time I checked, was about... What was it last time? 670, 675? It wasn't 700 yet. But,
okay.
You know, I mean, I got a lot of debt, but I pay everything, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I don't just pay the minimums either. I got to, you know, I mean, the score's a little low because I got a lot of cards. So, you know, I got a lot of department store cards. I got a lot of credit cards, you know. So, I mean, on a credit report, it looks like a lot, but I use that to run the business, basically.
Yeah, well, you know, no need to worry on that because this, you know, the program that you would be going for the capital, is primarily based on sales. So if credit's a little bit of an issue, it's not going to really affect your chances at it.
Oh, good. Okay.
Now, would you say that you're seasonal with your sales? I mean, you know, come prom season in the fall, do you do a whole lot higher than what you do the rest of the year?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, you know, I'm just, the reason I ask is,
I mean,
you know,
you could see the trend on my bank statements alone, you know what I mean? The bank statements will, you know, show you your income, you know, in January, February, March is slow, then April, May, and June it doubles, you know.
Okay, yeah,
so,
sure.
And then
sure.
it goes right through September, then September we slow down right after the kids go back to school. Then we start picking up in October, late October, November, and December. We're good. So we got like two periods a year, like the first quarter and like the third quarter is a little slow. But the rest of the year, you know, we're pretty good. But we, you know, we can maintain, you know, we're okay. But it just, you know, right now they strangle me with this freaking Amex thing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I could use it. What's your deal?
Yeah, so, you know, the program is primarily based on your bank statements. So, like I said, it's based on your sales. So, what we'll do, you know, the process going forward, what I see the process going forward for you is, let's go ahead, see how much you qualify for, see if that 40 is on the table. Based on, you know, an estimate on what you're doing for 2015, it should be. But what we'll do is take a look at the bank statements, go off that cash flow, and then, you know, get you qualified for the largest amount. And then we can set you up on, you know, pretty much give you options on the terms that you want to choose. And then the rate's going to vary along with those terms. So, like, the longer the term, you know, you're going to pay a little more on the rate. The shorter the term, right. If you want to go shorter, you're going to save a little on it.
Well, that's what I do. I'd really like to. I don't want to. You know, I mean, the 1 year plan was nice because you know you're not piling on debt year after year. You know, I like that plan. You know what I mean? Because that came right out. It came, you know, it was paid, and you know I didn't have to stretch it over 2-3 years because you know you're going to incur additional debt every year.
Yeah, everything's going to keep coming.
I didn't want to compound it, you know, like, all right, stick this loan out for 4 years, and then next year do have to get another 3-year loan. You know, I don't like that aspect of it. You know, I want to keep it to the lowest possible rate in the shortest amount of term where it's affordable and, you know, cut out all these other expenses, the credit costs. Because, you know, I'm paying $50, $60, $70 a month in interest on a half a dozen cars. That's a $300 or $400 loan payment.
Oh yeah, that's
just on the interest.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, just the interest I'm paying, I can pay a loan off. Yeah, you know? So that's why I need this. Yeah, I definitely would be interested. What would you need me to do?
Okay, so yeah, you know, I'll tell you what. What's a good email address for you?
ExclusiveLimoNow@AOL.com.
ExclusiveLimoNow@AOL.com. Okay, so what I'll do is I will email you the application. It's one page. And then along with that, I would just need, usually it's just 6 months of bank statements, but because you're seasonal, or, you know, you have a little variance in it, let's go ahead and do 12. So we
I'll give you all of 2015.
Yeah, do 12 months, and then
I'll give you the 3 months of 2016, or whatever we got.
Yeah, 12 months
last year, and I give you.
You know, the more the better. It's only going to help you.
Exactly.
So it would just be the application, the bank statements, and then the most recent tax return. So I know you don't have 2015, but 2014 would work. And then that's all we need. We can get you an approval with the amount that you qualify for, and then give you some options for terms to choose from.
All
right, see what works best.
All right, sounds like a plan, but I probably won't be able to do it. I probably won't be able to do it till next week, because right now I'm walking out the door. And tomorrow's prom date to start.
Already. Oh shoot, I gotcha. Yeah, okay.
It's a holiday weekend, Mother's Day. I probably won't even get a chance to attack this till Monday or Tuesday.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I'll send it out to you right now, and if I don't see it by Tuesday, I'll give you a call Tuesday afternoon just to touch base.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay, perfect.
Okay,
and then
you'll
have my contact information in the email, so if you have any questions, you know, go ahead and give me a call.
You got it. Thank you.
All right, thanks a lot, Steve.
All right, bye.